So many in my church are crying out for my glory, seeking for my glory, desiring for an outpouring of my glory. But what they don't realize is that the glory they are seeking, the outpouring they desire, it's only going to come through praise and worship. For you see, fasting, praying in the Spirit, meditation in my word, confession of my word, those things cannot produce the glory that worship will produce. And in spite of this, so many in the church will not worship. Yet they continue to desire and cry out for this glory. I want you to know that you can have what you're seeking. You can experience the presence of my glory, but you must worship me. You must worship me in order to experience what it is that you're seeking. Some in the church seem to believe that if they just pray long enough, that my glory will show up the way they desire. It is true that you can experience my presence as you pray in the Spirit. But the glory that you're seeking, that only comes as you worship me. I encourage you, become a worshiper who is truly hungry for my glory and my presence. Make yourself do this. And do not let your emotions tell you you're being hypocritical by making yourself do this. For you see, when you make yourself worship me, what you're doing is conquering the flesh and the emotions that don't want to worship me. You are bringing those things into subjection to who you are in me. So again, I say to you, become a worshiper who is truly hungry for my presence. When you worship me in that way, you will have an experience of my glory. And when you do this as a congregation, my glory will touch and minister and fill all this place and your lives, and not just here, but wherever people are participating with this service and any service wherein you do this. Be the worshiper that your Father is seeking. Be the worshiper that He's looking for. Because when He finds those types of worshipers, He will demonstrate Himself in great glory. Worship me and know the glory that you are seeking, says the Lord.